Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life, where we talk about uplifting things and hope that you laugh and learn and love with us. And that's what it's all about. I do want to remind you that you can follow us all the way through our social. That is LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of those places. And download our podcast, and that is on wherever podcasts are, Apple, iTunes, iHeart, all those great places. And again, if you have something that you want to share here, please reach out to me at kim@kpshow.org. Also, you can call our number here at 805-419-0008. And today, we have a great giveaway. We have the 9th annual Caneo Food and Wine Festival. That's happening Sunday, June 23rd from 1:30 to 5:30. And I have tickets. Come sample the best food, wine, beer, desserts, and more. And, of course, that's happening right there at St. Pasco's School Grounds on the corner of Moore Park and Jan. Call in right now, 419-0008. To always start our show off, we love to do something uplifting. And today, you're off to a great place. Today is your day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way and make it a great one. With that, I also want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day to all those amazing fathers out there. And I hope that your weekend is full of love and great stuff and family, of course. My first guest is Todd Patkin. And, of course, Todd is the author of Finding Happiness and TEDx Mindstream Academy. And he is all about feeling good about you. And he's experienced his own struggles. And now Todd gives back to the world when we most need it. And today we are talking about week 7. And so of really just finding your own personal happiness. Todd, welcome, and thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks so much, Kim. Great to be with you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, too.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thank you so much. Got a 27-year-old, so
there you go.
A few Father's Days.
I love it. So blessed, right?
Oh. It's good. Yeah. He's actually just came back from Miami to spend the Father's Day with me, and so that'll be great.
There you go. I love it. That's what it's all about, right? So what do you have for us for the 7th week to focus on living in the present? And that's kind of like, talk to us about that.
Well, right now I'm focused this week on strengthening our closest relationships. And it's so important that we make sure, you know, we talked on last week about divorcing ourselves from negative people. But conversely, we want to spend as much time as we can with people that we love and people that we cherish. And so we start with friends and family members. And you know, what you want to do is reach out and try to come up with a time that you can actually meet with them. It's better to meet with them face-to-face than over the phone and just reconnect. Maybe you haven't talked to them in a long time, and you reach out and let them know how much you care for them. It's also a good time to decide on people maybe that you've lost touch with for different reasons. If you want to be the first one to make the effort to pick up the phone and reconnect with them as well.
Yeah, I love it. You know what? That's such an important one because life is so precious. And you hear of people that are just passing away and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't call them. I didn't connect with them. So I think that is so important.
Absolutely. And then we really focus on the three main relationships. The first one is parents. And, you know, I've got a fair amount of friends, and I'm sure you do too, who have lost their parents. And they say how much they wish they just had one more day with them. So don't take your parents for granted. If you haven't talked to them in a while, give them a call. I meet my dad for lunch once a week because he's certainly getting older. So try to spend as much time as you can with your parents. And
I love that. And, you know, it's funny, my dad's turning 90, and so we are going to be celebrating his life and his, you know, and we're doing it, please God, while he's here. That's what it's all about. So many people wait till, you know, it's too late. And so I love that. And
yeah, I mean, if you have a parent who's 90 years old, or like my dad is 86, I mean, the one thing that we know for sure is that they're going to die. And they're a lot closer to dying than we are. So try to spend time with them. Try to glean all the great knowledge from the history of their life that you can before they pass away. And if you know, perhaps some people will say, well, you know, I had an argument with my mother years ago. I haven't talked to her in 20 years, and I'm still angry with her. Try to let it go. Ask yourself, if she were to pass away, would you wish that you had made that extra phone call before she had passed?
Right. I love that. That's such a great, you know, and I just have to kind of reiterate last week. I just loved what you talked about. That just made so much sense to me and so many of our listeners. And so, again, for anybody that's just waking up with us, we're talking with Todd Paxton, and we're talking about really living in the present and talking to the people that really mean the most to us before it's too late. So. Yeah, continue.
Absolutely. And then when we get to kids, I mentioned in an earlier week that I believe that the whole idea of precious time with kids, you know, only a certain amount of time I need to spend with them, but if I make it great, you know, it's well worth it. With kids, it's all about the amount of time you spend with them. So try to spend more time with your kids. Be there when the funny things happen that you'll remember in years. Years going ahead. Just be with them as often as you possibly can.
I love that. Okay. Good stuff.
And the last thing is with wives, spouses, or husbands, so many of us spend more time working on our cars. You know, we spend so much time working on a vacation. We're planning a vacation where we'll be on the first day, the second day, the third day. And we spend very little time on our marriages. And we know in life that if anything that's not continually nourished and continually growing is dying. So you really want to make a decision how important your marriage is to you and start spending more time with your spouse and putting more of an effort into that relationship.
This is so good, Todd. You know, I remember my mom used to say is, you know, we all work so hard on our businesses, and if we worked that hard on our marriages, there would be less divorces, less problems, and really just feeding our relationships. So that is so good. I mean, you've talked about family, you've talked about, you know, close friends, and you've talked about spouses. You know, to me, those are such key things that we kind of forget, right? Because we just think, oh, you know, they're going to understand. Well, that's where the separation starts to happen. And then it just gets further and further and further away, correct?
Yeah. And, you know, there's a study, I think I may have mentioned it a few weeks ago, and it was a study on the people who are the oldest in our society, 80, 90-year-old people. And they asked them, what are the five things that they wish they had done differently in their lives? And one of the top ones was keeping in touch with old friends. You know, throughout their lives, they maybe had a good friend when they were in the 20s and 30s, but that friend kind of drifted off, and they wish they had spent more time. And the other thing that was right at the top of their list is they wish that they had shared their feelings more, especially for men. So they kind of go hand in hand. If you've got someone that you cared about years ago and you haven't talked to them in a while, and I'm suggesting that you pick up the phone and call them, women may be more comfortable calling someone 30 years later and saying, I miss you, and showing your feelings. And men should be open to doing the same thing. You'll regret it when you get older if you don't make that extra phone call to someone that was important to you when you were younger.
Right. And Todd, you're not telling us to do anything that you haven't already done, right?
No, I do all of this. I mean, I'm constantly working on my relationship with my wife. Because I know that if you don't, it gets stale and it gets old. And I know that, as I said, quality time does not work with kids. It's quantity of time. So I try to spend as much time as I can with my son. Mm-hmm. I'm with my parents all the time because I'm concerned that they're getting older and that they'll be passing mm-hmm. away.
Right.
I can't say that every friend that I've had disagreements with in the past that I've picked up the phone and tried to make it better. Some of them, the breakup, so to speak, was so harsh, and I still am pretty bitter about it. So there's
right.
you know, some things that you just can't roll over.
Might, right, and Todd, that might fall under the negative people, right? I mean, it doesn't mean you have to make amends with everyone that you have been with, correct?
Perfect.
If they want to separate from you, you don't go, it's so important for me to make amends. No, just, you know, the people that really make a difference in your life, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You make that decision. You have all the power. But just realize that it's no fun when you're old to be alone and not to have friends. I know that with my parents, they do tend to be alone. They don't have a lot of friends, so they're relying just on the two of them. And
right.
when one of them passes, the other one will be alone. So try,
right.
you know, to have friends so that when things don't go well, they're there to support you. And when you get older, if you're the one who's left behind, you've got people to support you.
What a great message. Todd, how do my listeners find you? And I know that we've given away a lot of your workbooks. How can they find more?
Well, just have them go to toddpatkin.com, toddpatkin.com, toddpatkin.com. They can see my 12 Weeks to Happiness program on video. They can see my TED Talk on happiness. And they can order anything that they want, any of my books, my tapes, whatever that they would be interested in.
Right. And let me ask you, for Father's Day, you know, this weekend, some people might not talk to their parents, talk to their fathers. And that's one of the things that we really kind of just talked about, right? What's a way that they could, I don't want to say put their head down and let the, you know, some of the stuff go by, but to just re-nourish
it again? I think, let's say you haven't talked to your father in 4 years because, you know, he just really hurt your feelings 4 years ago. And you would like to have a relationship with him, but you don't know where to start. Why not just send him my Father's Day card?
Mm.
You know, I think that's the easiest and the simplest way to do it. And then he'll get the sense that you want to build that bridge back. And I'm sure he wants it more than anything at his later stage of life to have a good relationship with his children.
I love it. I love it. Todd, thank you again. For anybody that's just waking up with us, we're talking with Todd Pakton. And again, we've got a few more weeks. So definitely log on and listen and learn, and I love the love that you share with the world here.
Sounds great. And we'll talk next week.
You got it. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Talk to you soon. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Gary Epler. He's been on my show before. He is America's health doctor. And he helps people's lives through his transformation thinking program. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And so stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Barbara Doust is a mindset strategist, business coach, author, and inspirational speaker. She can help you break through your inner ceilings to play a bigger game in business and in life. In a short period of time, she shows you how to grow your self-worth, to grow your net worth, and introduce you to the parts of yourself that you haven't met. You don't get what you want, you get who you are. Schedule your complimentary Play a Bigger Game session today at BarbaraDoust.com. That's Barbara, DAOUST.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com. Main Street Mortgage guides and educates clients based on three fundamental principles coined by America's homeownership coach, John W. Mallett, which form the basis of their unique approach to building wealth and well-being through homeownership. When followed, these principles result in their clients' successful purchase of their home and lay a strong foundation for sustained homeownership. Main Street Mortgage's mission, purpose, and goals are to provide you with the tools to finance and purchase your dream home. Come one step closer to homeownership by contacting Gina at 818-874-9900. That's 818-874-9900. Don't put your dreams on hold any longer. Call today.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, our next guest is Dr. Gary Epler. And Dr. Gary Epler has been on our show before. I love how he thinks. It's very in line with mine, the way I do. And he is America's health doctor. He lives through his transformation thinking program. And Dr. Epler is a best-selling author who has impacted businesses and lives of people throughout the world through his speaking, books, and teaching and business consulting. And he is a successful serial entrepreneur as the founder and CEO of three healthcare companies. And he has developed the Eplerian philosophy for a new healthy way of life, home, work, and in the community. Gary, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Kim, it's fantastic to hear that wonderful voice again.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's been a while, but I'm so glad to have you back. And I kind of want to just like, wow, okay, so I think we talked Alive with Life, your first book, right? But now you have several. You're the boss. You can manage it. Asthma, food. Manage your disease. So many. Good for you. And today, of course, we're going to be talking about thinking from the heart. I love this because if you are in business, if you are even a home, you know, a wife, a mother, or anything in the community, when you're thinking from your heart, you're really truly thinking through love.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. I've developed a new philosophy, as you mentioned. It's a new way of life, and it's exhilarating. And you can live an extraordinary life.
And
it has to do with an old a question that was asked me 2 or 3 years ago. Someone said, how do you be your true self? And I didn't have an answer for that, so I did some research and have come up with an answer from that. And it's all about thinking from the heart.
Mm. And so what does that exactly mean to you? And I know that you have this new way of life philosophy. Talk to us about that.
Well, Kim, here's how it started. As I say, I didn't know how to do that. How do you be your true self? We've heard that expression for 3,500 years, but nobody told us how. And some new technologies come along last five years or so, called functional MRI. And a functional MRI is just a standard MRI, but it tells us where we're thinking from. If you're happy, you're thinking from here. If you're sad, upset, you're thinking from that particular part of the brain. And that gave me a clue to this new way of life. And it has to do with know thyself. It doesn't really work, but you add moment by moment. We can know who we are moment by moment. Because it's where we're thinking from.
Yeah. What is the process? Because I think there's so many people, they get to the end of their life and they're like, I just don't really know who I am. And you change career. No idea I like doing this. You know, and so I feel like it's thread or journey that keeps taking
you
to the next one.
Well, that's the question. Where are we thinking from? And it turns out we can think from the head, from the brain. We can think from the heart. We can think from the gut, or we can think from the mind, which is outside the body. And those are four places you can think from, and you can only think from one at a time. Let's review thinking from the head. Number one, there's a little region called the amygdala, which is the anger center. And if you think from the anger center, you're angry. Unfortunately, some people think from that region quite a lot during the day and almost a lifetime. You have to learn to stay away from that and stop it.
Right.
And get away from that. Get away from that thinking. I call it the 8-second rule. You're allowed 6 to 8 seconds, but then you got to get out of there.
That's kind of like Pity City, right? You could stay there for a couple minutes and then you're done, right? I love
it. Yeah. And the anger center is 6 to 8 seconds. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt anyone else. But more than 8 seconds, it starts heading for trouble. And here's the trick. Here's how you do this 6 to 8 second rule. Something triggers anger. I mean, it's going to happen during the day or during the week or something. Something's going to trigger that anger. And when that happens, first thing to do is not think about anything else but anger. Just feel anger. Just feel it. Feel it. You can actually physically feel it. You can clench your fist. You can make a face. You can crunch your eyes down. And just feel it for 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 6 seconds, and let it peak, and it will absolutely vanish within 7 seconds. And it works every single time. Just don't have any other thoughts. Don't think about the story. Don't think about the person or the event or whatever made you angry.
Right.
Just feel the anger. Just feel the anger. Feel it. Feel it. Let it peak. And it will go away 100% of the time. The science is really simple. The anger, the reason we have anger is it's instinctively. It goes back to the crocodile brain.
Right.
We want to protect ourselves. It's a life-threatening situation. That's what that anger's for. And after 6 to 8 seconds, the body realizes, this is not a life-threatening situation. I'm fine. I'm standing here. This is not life-threatening. And then the parasympathetic system kicks in, the calming system kicks in automatically.
Wow, I love it.
That's the anger center. You don't
right.
want to think
from. Right, and now you talk about that there's four locations you can think from, right? And
yeah.
So one being your head, one being your heart, and then your gut, and then the mind, right? Which is outside of the body?
It is. That's exactly it. And the idea of this new way of life is eliminating stress. And where does stress come from?
Right. Where does it come from? Insecurity.
Nobody really knows where stress came from until we got these fMRI studies. It turns out if you take 100 people and put them in have them go into an fMRI, just a regular one, and ask them one question, just say, don't think about yourself. Mm. If you do, the red light will go on. So they go in there, and a couple seconds later, they start to problem that they have. And sure enough, red light goes on. They learn to turn that red light off. And then another few minutes go by, and they start thinking, oh, gee, it worked. I made a mistake. I'm upset with myself. And the red light goes on. And these thoughts, it's self-doubt, self-pity, as you mentioned. Then you get into criticism, guilt, worry, all these things. I have a list of 25 things that people think about. The red light went off, but they learned to turn that off and keep it off the whole session. It took 3 weeks, but they did it. And you check in on these people, these 100 people, 6 months later. Kim, it's unbelievable. They're healthier. Their blood pressure is better. Their heart rate's better. Their chemistries are better. They're more productive. They're 3 times more creative. Because they're thinking from their mind. They're not thinking about stress and about themselves. And they enjoy life more. Again,
I love that.
They're not thinking about their problems. They're not thinking of this. They're enjoying life more. And the big thing is they're better friends and better citizens. All of that.
Here's an odd question, Gary. You know, we have our phones and we have so many distractions. How do we live in the moment or, you know, and be there 100% for people? Because I think that's a big stressor.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. Yeah. And living in the moment, it's the best thing in the world. And this is what knowing who you are. And knowing where you're thinking from, you can live in the moment all day, all night long. And that's this whole point of knowing where you're thinking from. And do not think from the stress center, because you cannot live in the moment. And so that's what that stress center is all about. If you don't think about yourself, you don't have stress, and you're healthier, you enjoy life more. And so that's what that study shows. And it's free, and it has no side effects, and it's better than any medication I can think of. And that's why it's so important not to think about your problems, about yourself, compare yourself to others. Any of these self-thoughts will cause stress.
Right. And now, when people go to therapists, they're talking about their problem. Do you think that that's a good thing or a bad thing?
That context, a therapist, I'm talking about a normal sort of healthy life.
Right.
So is that a bad thing to talk about their problems? It depends on.
I know. I mean, obviously, therapists are amazing because you're getting out your thoughts, you're knowing yourself and all that. Yeah. Let me ask you this. How can you how can you be your true self? That's probably the biggest question.
Yeah, that is. How are you? The first thing is, what does that mean, how to be your true self? I mean, you hear this expression. And here's what it means. It's that when we're growing up in grade school, we're who our parents want us to be, we're who our teachers want to be, and then we move on to college and who our friends want us to be, and then who our boss wants us to be. If you're not the who boss wants you to be, you get fired. And, of course, all along the line, who society wants you to be. And this goes on and on and on in our 10, 20s, and 30s. And that's not you. And it's stressful.
Right. And that's why.
But somewhere along the line, you say, no, I'm not who everybody's telling me to be. I'm me. And when that happens, it's fantastic feeling. Number one, it's freedom. It's freedom from having to listen to other people. It's freedom. You can do what you want to do. You can feel the way you want to feel. And you have no judgment. You have no criticism and blame. None of that. No excuses. And you have responsibility. You love responsibility.
I love
making decisions, instant decisions. And commitment. Your commitment. If you say a yes, you mean yes. And you have to learn to say no to things. And only just because you're your true self. So how do you do this? How do you do it? And it's exactly what I'm saying is know where you're thinking from.
I love it. Dr. Gary Epler, I know that we have so I want to have you back because we barely touched on this. But how do my listeners find you and how do they get your book?
Well, it's Epler, E-P-L-E-R, health.com. And we have a Good Thoughts podcast, two seasons of the podcast, and e-books are available for those podcasts. And so that's the best way to find out what we're doing.
Ooh, I like that. There you go. Well, let's schedule another time. I will get in touch with you, and please share our show with everyone. I'm so glad you're doing wonderful and still sharing all these great stuff. So, again, truly the brighter side of life, Dr. Gary Epler. Thank you for being a guest here.
Hey, it was great to be here, Kim. Bye.
Thank you. Happy Father's Day, too.
Oh, hey, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. All right. Take care. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to move into our next guest, and my next guest is Denise Pass. Her book, Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. Let's bring her on. I'm so excited for our next guest, and of course, joining me is Denise Pass and her beautiful book, Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. And, of course, Denise is a biblical mindset coach, author, speaker, worship leader, songwriter, and podcaster. Is there anything this lady doesn't do? And she actually has homeschooled her 5 children. So let's welcome her to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Denise, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kim, and trust me, there's plenty I can't do.
But it sounds like you're still in school and you're trying to even better yourself in another way, correct?
Yes. You know, mindsets was something I saw so many people suffering and their lives limited because of their thoughts. And so as I would travel and speak, it just was put on me that I have got to study and understand mindsets more. And so that's really actually what the focus is of the PhD that I'm pursuing right now.
I love it. And when you talk about mindset, you know, it's interesting. You walk into a room and your mindset, you start off really positive and you have a really great day going and you could walk into a room and your mindset could change. How does that work? How can you make sure to transform your thoughts and make sure your mindset's in the right place?
That's a great question. I think a lot of us are not aware of the narrative in our minds, even though it's our own thought. And like you said, you can walk in a room, maybe someone looks at you a certain way, and right away you might think a thought like, they don't like me. You know,
right.
And then we believe that thought. And I think it's, looking at it simply, we learn how to train ourselves to say, I'm not just going to listen anymore to the narrative in my mind. I'm going to inform my mind what I'm going to believe. And a lot of times we accept the thoughts in our mind like it is truth because they're our own thoughts and we think we're not going to lie to ourselves. But in fact, we aren't necessarily believing the truth.
Right. And we can also, you talk about this is healthy mindset. And sometimes we're our own worst enemies, correct? Because our mind, some of us have those stories that we talk about to ourselves. And we keep going back to them. And even though it's like, you know, you see people that maybe have lost a lot of weight, they look incredible. They feel really good. And they walk in or they go back to trying on clothes and there's that, oh, God, not that again. Why is that? What I can't wait for you to learn and tell me that because that's really what life, that's what holds us back, correct?
Yes. And what you said there is so key because a lot of people have the temporary positive thinking. Anyone can have that moment. But I believe we can be greater. And it's not just positive thinking, it's righteous thinking. And you know, there's a proverb that says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. And so our thoughts are
so true.
And so when people get stuck, we feel powerless, right? And we believe that lie that I can't help it. This is just my personality. That's not a healthy mindset. But it isn't enough just to say, think positively or have a growth mindset. We need something greater because transformation isn't something we really can bring about on our own. And ultimately, the key for me was admitting that. You see, if we're willing to repent and say, you know what, my thoughts, I'm putting my thoughts above God's thoughts, or I'm putting my thoughts, I'm believing a lie. I got to recognize that. If I'm willing to recognize that, that opens the door to healing and starting to think rightly.
Right. Let me ask you, let me back up a little bit. How did you get into this? I mean, I know you have several books, but and I'd love to have you back to talk about all your books. But really, make up your mind, unlock your thoughts, transform your life. Tell us a little bit of the journey that started this.
Well, the book before this one was called Shame Off You. And I had not realized how much just of like a shadow over my life that shame was until in my life it was revealed that my ex-husband was a sexual predator. And suddenly this homeschool mom trying to live the perfect life, life upside down, 5 years of court. It's steeped in shame. And I had to learn a different way of processing shame. So that's where Shame Off You came from. But it was also, mindsets were a huge part of that. And it is what we set our mind on that sets our life. And so we can't stay stuck and believing other people with how they label us or how we label us. We can choose to stay there. It's a choice we are making. We don't realize that we're making a choice. Or we can choose to set our mind, and my life, I choose to set my mind on the things of God because I realize I'm not all that.
We're all not all that, but you know what? I mean, I love how you said that. We're not all that. You know, and really it's like every day is a gift. Okay. And it's how we walk through it. It's how we think of ourselves, how we, you know, you have 5 children. I have 4 children and, you know, what kind of an example are we setting for ourselves, but also our children and our grandchildren? I've got grandchildren now. You know, who are we walking in our lives? And I think it all comes back to that mindset, correct?
Yes, I would say some of the things that mattered the most to me when I was raising my kids. And let's just be real. It's a mess. It's a red hot mess when you choose to home educate and you're in the midst of a court battle, in the midst of it.
Yeah.
But you know, I remember hiding out in a corner, you know, eating chocolate, rocking in a corner.
And they're done that. Okay. Yes. I've actually gone through a divorce and I homeschooled my boys. And so I could totally relate to a lot of what you're saying. You know, and life is not perfect by any means. So how do you hold yourself up, hold your head up? And, you know, and kind of, you know, it's interesting. My dad always taught me to pick yourself up, dust yourself off and keep going on, you know, and that's kind of how I live my life.
Well, you know what really struck me? I'll share. So I was there in a corner rocking, crying out to God. And one of my daughters comes in and says, Mom, your IY day. And what that means, we had studied Gladys, who was a missionary to China, and she had fought through so much to be a missionary, so many mindset battles. It was like everyone was trying to defeat her from becoming a missionary. Anyway, she ended up rescuing hundreds of people's lives, hundreds of children. And so as my daughter said this to me, I realized I was on mission. You see, that changed everything in my mind. Instead of, I have to get through this, I will only be happy if I get through this problem, it became, I'm on mission. How am I going to go through this problem? And another situation in the midst of all that, I was in the hospital 10 days. Doctors thought I was going to die, severe pneumonia, kidney failure. And as I was there, I asked God, I mean, don't we all ask God, why am I here? Why am I going through this, right? We kind of want to know. And it hit me. I'm on mission. Will I use this and complain about it? Or will I say, okay, here I am, use me. And so God used me to, I just gave away everything that I had. that was given to me.
You know what, Denise, that just spoke to me like no tomorrow. I mean, I always say, what am I, you know, learning from this situation? But to know that God is putting you on his mission to learn how to do this, to help him figure this out. Because I feel like our lives are already planned.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're just like the little checker or the test people down there are like, okay, let's, you know, and so how do we walk through it? How do we unlock our thoughts, like you're saying, and transform our life by knowing that we are on mission? I love that.
Are we going to trust God in it? And so the thing was, for me, was once at one moment I was feeling really sorry for myself, but the moment I went on mission, it completely shifted. And it just was like, wow. And people actually at the end of my hospital stay, a nurse came to me and said she became a Christian watching me. Because it wasn't just, you know, I've got to survive this, and why did God allow this in? It's, hey, the rain has fallen on us all. Mm-hmm. The question is, how are we going to walk through the rain? Are we going to walk through it alone and let our mind tell us how we're going to walk through it? Or are we going to tell our mind how we're going to walk through it?
Wow, that's beautiful. For anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so grateful that you tuned in to us. We're talking with Denise Pass and, of course, her book, One of Many, Make Up Your Mind, Unlock Your Thoughts, Transform Your Life. Denise, you know, when things happen and we go through discouragement, that sometimes limits us, right? Any suggestions how to break free from that?
Tell ourselves the truth, you know, even if we fail, you know, 7 times, 1,000 times, there's still grace to us. The question is, are we going to believe based on our performance or what our mind says, or are we going to believe what God says about us? And I think a lot of times people don't want to go to find out from scripture what he has to say about us, but it's pretty incredible. He's crazy about us. And, you know, we get so beaten up. In this world, we tear each other down, even in the church sometimes. I'm going to be real with you, and it's hard. But all the limits that man tries to place on us aren't God's limits. They just aren't. And if we're willing to let go of those limits, like they're a label, let it go and choose to reflect on what God has to say about us. And it's all over his word what he has to say about us, and it's encouragement for us.
Wow, that's great. So your book says we create our beliefs and they evolve from our life experiences. How can we learn to recognize these in ourselves?
So specifically, there's 10 different mindsets that we go through in the book. And the first chapter opens up with kind of like that disillusionment we have. Like, why am I here? How did I get to this place? And it's a great exploration of Elijah and how he got to that place where he gave up. Elijah gave up. That ought to make us all feel like we're late. And then we go through anger and anxiety, depression, discontent, doubtfulness, helplessness, hurried mindset, lonely, scarcity, victim mindset. And so I try to show in all of these the triggers that lead to those mindsets, the tips that lead out. I have a counselor friend who I asked to write the book with me. I said, will you just put at the end of each chapter something that will encourage people practically how to get unstuck in that mind? And so that's what I've sought to do in this book, is really have a handbook for people. You're facing this right now. Here's a way out. And then ultimately in the last chapter, how did Christ get out of those mindsets? How did he deal with them? Because guess what? He came as a man to deal with the same mindsets we do.
That's beautiful. And, you know, so I'm just looking at your counselor's corner. Very cool how you did that. I often use this phrase, stay in your own lane, which actually I do too. I love that. Stay in your own race, you know, during therapy. And so many times we take on other people's thoughts, or depression, or, you know, and so that's one of the things that we really need to do, is just stay in your own mindset, correct?
Yeah, well, I would say not even to stay in your mindset, but to challenge your thinking, you know, instead of just listening to it, get into the habit, you know, because if they say we have 70,000 thoughts a day, 35,000 decisions a day, and I guess 270 or 267 of those are on food, which I can totally relate to.
Right.
Then you have to ask yourself, what am I thinking about? Now, that's a lot of thoughts to manage, right? So
right.
The habits we start to form are when we notice a pattern of a thinking, a lot of thoughts that become a mindset. See, thoughts on top of thoughts on top of thoughts. As you're ruminating on something, it might be that person really doesn't like me, and you start to think about, I'm going to tell them this or that. Okay, pause. That's
right.
Not healthy. See, even if, my husband is so good about this, because he'll say, even if it's true, Denise, that person doesn't like you, so what?
Right.
You see, it's that liberating, like, I don't have to worry about that. There's going to be people that don't like all of us. We can get wrapped around the asshole around that. And so it's learning to, when you notice a pattern of repeated thoughts, pause right then.
I love
and
it.
And then think about
Denise,
what's true.
Yeah, Denise, I love this. What do you hope that all of your readers will come away thinking or believing differently?
That it is possible for you to be transformed and to renew your thoughts and attitude. It is available to all who ask God for help in that. And more than that, I would say to realize that you are choosing a mindset every day. Don't believe that you're not. And there is no neutral. You see, if we are neutral, we think we stay in one place, but we're actually going backwards. We need to make a decision of how we're going to think. And you can do it, friends.
I love that. Denise Pass, how do we find your book and how do we find you?
Great. So you can go on makeupyourmind.today and you can get links for some free downloads we'd like to give you if you purchase the book. And there's a link on Amazon there as well. And you can go on denisepass.com. And I have all sorts of resources there, podcast things to encourage people and a free Bible reading plan as well.
Good. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking with you again. This was really fun. I know we barely touched the surface and I know there's so much more. So please share our show with everyone and download our podcast and then let's connect again.
Will do. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Denise. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
My last guest and my next guest is Matt Vermata, and it's graduation season. We've been seeing it, and congratulations to everyone for going through the last couple years and coming out. And, of course, whether you're looking ahead to summer jobs or prepping for the next phase of your education in the fall or a new career or finances, research shows that teens say they need financial literacy, and Matt Gramada is going to talk about that from Chase Bank. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, joining me, building off the grid, is Matt Blashaw. And talk to us about real estate, building, all that good stuff. And, of course, everybody's, you know, one of their biggest dreams is to build their dream home. And so talk to us a little bit about who you are.
Absolutely. Matt Blashaw, I'm a home builder, real estate expert. I've been on HGTV for years now, a new show, Build It Forward. And really just kind of talking with people about the benefits of propane and building with propane. And like you said, kind of building your dream home off the grid or maybe just outside the natural gas line. I've had the pleasure of doing that with so many different families of building their home, finding their dream home. And some people just maybe they're just outside the natural gas grid. Maybe they don't know where to go. Propane was always, you know, thought of as a little tank that goes underneath your barbecue, but I'm here to tell you that it can power most of your home, so many different appliances. So people can look for that piece of land and they could bring propane into their house, install it, and it is such a great, great alternative. The power source is right here. It's made right here in the USA, and it makes it possible to build right now where you want that dream home.
So I love that. First of all, I love that you could pick a property that maybe was handed down from your family and, you know, maybe back in the days, it didn't have any power. And so you're saying that you can still get power to it with propane.
How expensive is propane? Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, and you know, it's not just power. I mean, it's not going to. There are some propane generators, which I experienced. We just had our first tornado here in Kansas. I'm a California kid, so last night we had a tornado warning, and I went to the basement.
Last night? My daughter just got back from there. Oh my gosh, we were actually traveling across country, and we had a couple tornado watches in the Florida, and I was like, oh my God, I just watched everybody's face. What do we do? And then I was like, nobody's running. Should I just stay? It is a hole because I'm from California too. So I love that. Everything okay.
Downright frightening.
Right?
Yeah, downright frightening. Yeah. And it was in the middle of the night too. And, you know, my son, he's 4 years old. And, they, you know, being out here, they teach you about tornadoes and going down. And my dad, or he looks at me in the basement, and I'm just like, I'm so unprepared for this. And he goes, Dada, it's okay. It's just going to blow a little bit. Go pass by, you know. And he was more cool, calm. My masculinity and my fatherhood went right with that tornado. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out right now.
Because we unfortunately know about earthquakes, right? We don't know about tornadoes. So
I will take an earthquake any day of the week.
Isn't that crazy? Wow.
Yeah.
So, I love that. So let me ask you, okay, so propane, as you know, I mean, there's cleaner alternatives, there's multiple uses, but you're talking about really living off the grid, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I do think we talk about greenhouse gases, and that's really important. All right. So first off, with propane, it's very energy efficient. It's right there stored in your house. And so that supply goes right to your house. It burns clean. People love cooking with it. It cooks very quickly. But you can power so many different appliances, from, you know, your furnace, your hot water heater, your fireplace. So many different things can be run off of propane, and even a propane jet backup generator. Like, you know, I'm experiencing right now, you have a power outage and you can electrify your home and really get the life back to normal with that propane source right there. But with, you know, with the greenhouse gases, we're not only talking about the actual propane, but also we're having so much of this talk about electrifying, and, you know, it's great. We're electrifying everything, electrifying cars, but we don't know where that electricity comes from. Now, we are starting to do solar power and wind power and all that, but a lot of the power comes from coal. And the more stress we put on the electrical grid, the more greenhouse gases we are going to produce. And not only that, that electricity, we lose about 60% of the power that comes from the power plant by the time it gets to your house, because the way that we deliver it through those wires is so inefficient. So as a whole, we're talking about a whole just cleaning up and having a more conscious environmental decision. And, you know, propane is the way to go. So just bringing to mind people's thoughts when they're thinking about building, maybe they're close to, you know, possibly doing propane or natural gas, or they want to convert over to propane. Just something to think about for your family.
I like
future.
That. We have a motor home, and I know, like I said, we were traveling up the East Coast, and, you know, looking for propane everywhere was a big deal. There's not a lot of places. And so, and you know, I mean, here we totally can take care of our whole motor home with it. So I can imagine the benefits for using it in a home. And of course, people think everything, like you said, electricity, where are all those batteries going to be going after we're done with them? Right?
Exactly. We just don't know. It's like, wait, we get the electricity, but, you know, we get these batteries, but, you know, where do they all go? To your point about you going and having to get the propane, you work with your home with a propane company and a propane professional. They're all across the United States. Mm-hmm. So reliant. They will deliver to your house and fill your propane tank up. But it's not a small tank. It's a huge tank. It could be put underground or above ground, and they deliver it on a weekly basis. So when you need it, it's right there. That energy source is not having to be piped in from somewhere else. It's delivered to you, and it's stored right there for your family's use.
I love it. Matt, really quick, I know we have a couple of minutes left. Talk to us about your show. Love it. And yeah. And of course, you have a new show.
Yes, Build It Forward for HGTV. I go around the country. I give homeowners that are philanthropists. They work for charities. They run charities, even created charities. We give them brand new home renovations. It is such a beautiful show. If you want a feel-good show to feel good and see these people get what they deserve, some incredible, incredible renovations, check out Build It Forward on HGTV. You can stream it now on Discovery Plus.
I love that. And how do our listeners find out more about getting propane for their off-the-grid homes?
Yes, you can visit propane.com. You can learn about all the appliances and how you can make you and your family a propane future.
I love it. I love it. Again, Matt, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, and definitely check out his new show, Build It Forward. And of course, greener with propane is kind of like your suggestion, right? The brighter side of life right there.
It really is. It really is. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And of course, I thank you all. And again, happy Father's Day to everyone. And again, to my husband and my father, and of course, my son-in-laws and all the people in my life, I want to wish them. And Tom, happy Father's Day. I know you do a great job. And of course, I always end my show with a moment of happiness. It always seems impossible until it is done. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll talk to you next week.